Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Stand by.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Galen, the Galen Institute, galen.org is the website, and Grace Marie Turner is the president. She is our good friend, original founding member. Grace Marie, in a couple of months, we're going to have you back and celebrate your 18th anniversary with us. How about that?
That's so great.
Got you right out of high school.
And, right. And so, 18 years we've been fighting these battles. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have a new resource to that point that I want to direct our listeners to. We started a new website called ObamacareWatch.org. ObamacareWatch.org.
All right. What do we find
over
there?
This issue. And people are going to find everything they could want to know about what people are experiencing about this law, about Congress's action last week to repeal Obamacare.
Right. They actually got it through Congress over to the White House, didn't they?
It's a big deal.
How many times did the House pass repeal?
Well, the House has voted to repeal the whole law at every Congress. So what's that, three times?
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to repeal many different parts of it, which is what the president talks about when he exaggerates that they've tried to repeal it 50 times. But this time, they used the very complex, very tedious, but very effective reconciliation process to get the law through both houses, because Republicans don't have 60 votes in the Senate, right? So you have to do this with a simple majority.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very difficult to navigate that route. The House had previously passed an Obamacare repeal law, but bill through the House, and the Senate took it and actually made it even stronger. And both houses have now passed that. Senate the president, who's predictably vetoed it. But I wrote a piece for Forbes about why this vote was so important, because it shows what Congress will be able to do in getting rid of the most onerous, destructive parts of this law if a Republican president were in place that would sign this. So it's very important that they were able to do this and show what's possible if you had a person. And they're talking about, but Speaker Ryan is saying you can't pass repeal without replace. And so what they're going to do this year is pass the bills that show what they would do to replace the law to make sure that we have, people keep calling it a safety net. I think we should call it a trampoline. Okay, if you fall, we're going to help you bounce back up,
To
get back into business and not have it be something that swallows you up.
Is this being discussed, is this being debated at all on the campaign trail?
Not very much. And the reason for that, Jim, is that the candidates don't differ very much. They all want to repeal Obamacare, and their ideas for replacing it are all very similar. And what the candidates have to do is differentiate themselves. So
since they all agree there's no big difference, there's no reason to beat each other up about something they agree on.
Yeah.
So that's a topic that's going to be really held sort of in reserve for the general election. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly right. And I think that's one of the reasons. And you're pointing out the high premiums that people are experiencing, the loss of access to doctors, the loss of their coverage, are all things that are that candidates are going to talk about during the general election. And if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, she's going to be in a position of either deciding that she's going to defend Obamacare, which is, I think, going to be tough, or figure out what she's going to do to distance herself from that and offer different ideas.
Well, this is why it's very important, folks, to continue to educate yourself on the realities of Obamacare and the wide-ranging damage that it has done, and the limited benefit that is provided, and in terms of how you make a decision this fall. Grace Marie, because this is going to be a very important topic. I mean, the future of how are we going to get this economy going again? How are we going to rein in deficit spending? If we don't get control of and make healthcare more market based and get control of entitlements?
Exactly right. And in fact, there was a really good forum over the weekend in South Carolina, sponsored by the Jack Kemp Foundation and the American
right.
Enterprise Institute about poverty and what we can do. We have been trying the same liberal ideas for 50 years.
Right.
This is the Great Society under Lyndon Johnson. It is not working. The poverty rate is stuck, and more people are falling out of the middle class than ever before. We have got to try a different approach. It was a creative and exciting and inspiring day-long session that was televised on C-SPAN
mm-hmm.
to really talk about it. And this was the brainchild of Speaker Ryan, who tried to promote anti-poverty programs when he was the vice mm-hmm. presidential nominee in 2012.
Do you see this
is
becoming part of the Republican platform, part of the Republican positioned in the fall campaign?
It totally depends, Jim, on who the nominee is. Who was not at this forum? Donald Trump and Ted Cruz.
Right.
All the other major candidates.
Why didn't
they
show up for that? Were they invited?
I don't know. We have to ask them.
Yeah. Very interesting. Grace Marie, give us the website again, please.
ObamacareWatch.org. It's really a good resource. We update it multiple times daily, and you're not going to miss anything important on this issue if you subscribe. And we also have a solutions tab if you want to know what everybody's talking about to solve this problem.
All right. So ObamacareWatch.com?
ObamacareWatch.org.
.org. And then also Galen, GALEN.org. That's the main website. Quick break, 10 till. I'll tell the time right in a minute. 10 minutes until. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.